The sun was hot and shade was scarce at El Palacio de los Jugos, the Palace of Juice on Coral Way. During all the introductory speeches, the crowd of more than 1,000, mostly Hispanic people, heard a lot of this.
Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan.
And a lot of this.
Barack Obama.
So you might have thought that Romney has a lock on the Hispanic vote. Polling says he does not, not with Hispanics as a whole. But he does best among that group, among South Florida's Cuban Republicans. Barry University political scientist Sean Foreman emerged from the sweaty mob and reported that's who was doing all the cheering.
These are the hardcore Republican supporters, the people who are going to come out in the hot sun in the middle of August. So it's not so much excitement about Romney as it is for all of the Republican candidates, which typically run really well in the Cuban community.
As Romney himself is likely to do, if nobody makes too big a deal out of a vote once cast by Romney running mate Paul Ryan in favor of ending the Cuba embargo. Former Miami Congressman Lincoln Diaz-Balart told the crowd Ryan now understands his error and has been pardoned.
Ileana, Mario, and I know very well the kind of friend of the cause of freedom in Cuba that Paul Ryan is.
Romney's speech was passionate but routine, and he did not mention Ryan's budget plan, the one with the Medicare and other social program cuts that also threatened support among elderly Cubans. Romney seemed to consider that a hatchet already buried.
This is the team. This is the family. This team, this family are going to help me win the White House this November.
I'm Rick Stone in Miami.